At Husker Harvest Days, we're going to talk with Tim Beebe from Wakefield, Nebraska, who is on the board of directors of Nebraska Poultry Industries. And Tim, just had the announcement here at Husker Harvest Days, official announcement of the We Support Agriculture group, which is the various livestock and commodity groups that have come together to basically put up a front against efforts by animal rights activists to come into the state. And of course, for the poultry industry, this has been a pretty big issue.
Yes, no doubt about it. We just believe there needs to be a lot of education out there, and people need to understand how well farmers take care of their animals, and just learn more about the farm. So many people are so removed from how farms operate or how people take care of their animals, so we feel it's crucial that that work is done.
Now, on the national level, egg producers have announced recently that they're going to compromise, I guess you'd say, with HSUS on the egg production issue. Is that going to affect your operation?
Yes, it will, if it were to pass. And it is something that is very controversial and could split the industry, quite frankly. We believe that we certainly don't want the government involved in telling the producers how to take care of their animals. And we also believe that there are several housing configurations where animals can be well taken care of. And we believe it's we leave it up to the customer to make the choice on what type of production facilities they want their eggs produced in. And if this were to pass, it would be extremely expensive for the food consumer. So a lot of issues associated with it.
And of course, there's no guarantee that it will pass. It's got a long road to go, I guess. Has legislation been even introduced yet at this point?
No, it hasn't been introduced. There's some work being done really at this point in time, kind of behind the scenes, and some activity on both ends of the spectrum. And it's expected that something will be pursued probably in 2012.
But it is an example, I guess, of compromise. And what we're hearing from the Nebraska folks here saying that compromise in Nebraska, in a way, is not an option.
I would agree with that.
Okay.
But it certainly is, you can consider this a compromise, no question about it.
So tell me about your operation there at Wakefield.
We have a number of different operations. We start by growing the pullets, the small birds, the baby birds, into birds that are mature enough to lay eggs, and we ship them to two different farms in Wakefield and one farm in Bloomfield, where the eggs are actually produced. And those eggs are, once they are shipped to our plants, produced and shipped to the plants, they turn into a number of different egg products to be shipped countrywide, and it's and a lot of export business too involved.
These changes that are being discussed for the industry obviously going to add a lot of expense, a lot of change that would have to be made.
Yes, it would be extremely expensive. It's estimated that it will cost the industry billions of dollars to make the changes that are proposed in this agreement if it were to become rule. So lots of money.